USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday it's not clear whether Democrats and the White House will come to an agreement on a COVID-19 relief package before the November elections. Talks between the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York have remained at an impasse since early August. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow reminds everyone,
American economy is very resilient, and I will say this, President Trump is not going to raise taxes, and I do not understand why the other team continues to talk about a $4 trillion tax hike. It makes no sense to me coming out of this pandemic.
White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx is urging Americans to be careful over the Labor Day weekend. Dr. Birx urging everyone to wear a mask if you can't socially distance. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.